This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're going to kick you in the teeth.
They give it to Jameer.
He's gone, baby.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
And intercepted by the Lions.
DJ Reed.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. Coming up, Super Bowl winning head coach Bruce Arians, Academy Award nominated actor Andy Garcia. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. While FIFA's handing out awards, I need to have an award. Maybe FIFA could give you the first ever FIFA Remarkable Restraint Award. Because I started the show talking about the Lions win and not the Cowboys loss, which I think is generationally different.
Trophy and a medal.
Let me tell you, I would like both because I showed remarkable restraint and not talking about how the Dallas Cowboys are in massive trouble.
Get your damn act together.
I appreciate that, Mr. Jones.
No, you did the right thing because that's how sports shows should be. You
with
should
the lead winners off with the winner first. Not the team that has a fan base that's everywhere having lost to go 6-6-1 entering week 15, four games to go. And here's the issue. The 3-5-1 start, in the same way that the Ravens started 1-5, when you start like that, it's normally an anchor that weighs you down in the back half of the season because the margin for error gets that much slimmer.
Yep.
Okay. The Texans starting 0-3, currently being 7-5, is the difference between them being in the wild card or in first place or sniffing it like they are entering week 14. And they, in order to keep surging, need to just go into Arrowhead and beat a desperate Chiefs team on a Sunday night. They got to go into a nationally televised night game in Arrowhead, which I'll tell you what, since Mahomes has taken over, I don't need research to tell me. Chiefs usually win those games. So when you start 0-3, that's a problem. When you start 3-5-1 and you've won three in a row and you look like you're a top five team in the NFL, they almost cracked my top five of my power rankings this week, and for good reason, because they were playing complimentary football. They were playing defense like we hadn't seen over the first 2 months of the season because Quinnen Williams is here. DeMarvian Overshown is here. They got better rostering. They got guys back. They're getting guys back healthier on the back end of the defense. And when you lose a game like last night and you're now 6-6-1 and you put up the NFC standings, the Dallas Cowboys are in trouble because they're sitting there 10th, a half game behind the Panthers. Mm. And there's the Lions at 8. The Lions are 8-5. That's not good enough to have a wild card position. And Dallas just lost to him. Now, again, that one tie will be removing the Dallas Cowboys from any negative tie break situation, because how are you going to tie anybody when you have a tie and only one other team does? And that's Green Bay. And the problem for them is Green Bay. Even if Green Bay loses to the Bears, they're two behind Green Bay with four to go. So they need to win out and get a ton of hope that lands in reality. And Dallas's remaining games, you take a look at them, are winnable. Because they're Sunday night at home in week 15 against Minnesota. Okay, we're all assuming that's a win, the way that Minnesota's playing, and we'll see how J.J. McCarthy looks returning. And I hope he does, as you know, show up as the nine that he referred to himself as, unfortunately, a few weeks ago. Then they've got the Chargers at home. That's going to be tough. Because Because Jim's going to need that, and the Chargers are going to need that.
And we're going to need that.
You're going to need it, too. I know. At Washington, at the Giants to finish things up. You give them three wins. Let's just say you win three of the four. That's not going to be good enough.
No.
You got to win all four of them. And then you got to hope for other results to land.
I think winning the four is doable.
Sure.
But to say we're in trouble,
you are.
We were already in trouble, though. I mean, and we had a nice little streak.
You were climbing out of it. You were climbing out of it. And rightfully so, you were climbing out of it.
The fact is, had we even won yesterday, we'd still be in trouble. So
no, you'd be in a better position. You'd be in that realm of a third of a chance of making the playoffs as opposed to a tenth. And that's where you are right now.
They just got to handle business. Four games.
No, I know you can't. I know you can't scoreboard watch and cross fingers, and you got to play games. Dak after last night's game in which he had a season high passing yards, 376. CeeDee Lamb goes out with a concussion. I mean, you saw his hands pop
up.
The minute you saw his hands pop up, you knew something was up.
Yeah, that was it.
He already had his 26th career 100-yard passing game, and Flournoy did what he did as well.
Stepped up.
Right, and we'll get to Pickens in a minute. I mean, Javonte, well, listen, the offense is – here's what – they ran into a team that got hot because they have the ability to get hot. And
they were hungry.
In a spot in Detroit – where when it gets rolling, and like I said off the top of the show, Jahmyr Gibbs is absurd. He's amazing. He's generational. And he torched him. He torched him. And Goff did what he needed to do, and they just couldn't put enough pressure on Goff. And these things happen in the NFL in December. You're going to run into desperate opponents who are either just as good as you, if is it maybe not better, and you need to play perfect football, and you need to have a better – you know, significant weapon landing punches than a place kicker. And I don't mean to just refer to Brandon Aubrey as a place kicker.
He's a weapon. Rich. He's a weapon.
First ever game in the history of the NFL in which a kicker had three field goals of 55 yards or longer. And the way he just swings his leg, it looks like, you know what? When Aubrey kicks a field goal, you know what it reminds me of? I swear, and I know I might be crazy in saying it.
Can I guess? Someone?
No, you wouldn't be able to guess it because it's golf.
A nice golf swing.
He looks like Fred Couples hitting a 9-iron.
Let's say Ernie, VJ, Freddie, smooth swings.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Tempo Town.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to...
Well, I mean, you know my golf.
You're not a golf guy, right? But that's what he looks like. Freddie.
More a cow guy.
You hit Freddie, just hitting 9-irons. Just flipping wedges. It looks like he's flipping a wedge every time he swings his leg.
And then he said he doesn't even know how far he can kick the ball.
That's crazy.
Because he's never really tried. Like,
well, he's going to have to at some point because I think the Cowboys at some point are just going to say, screw it. every torpedo must be damned.
Yeah.
And again, you got to sometimes play better than the ref's ref. I thought they did get a break on a safety being taken off the board.
Yeah, it looked like it was
certainly
safety,
when Terry McCauley was very adamant about it being the wrong call. I do believe that reeked of New York getting into the ear of the Prime Video truck saying, you have the shot we used. Let's come back from break with it, please. And they did, and it did show you that the ball was out of the end zone.
Yeah, it was so close.
The offensive pass interference call on Ferguson at the end was absurd.
That was absurd. But look,
was ridiculous.
I'll take the high ground and go, a lot of Detroit fans are saying that our left tackle was offsides. And so on that same play. So,
I don't know. Well, here's
you always say, you got to play better than the ref.
I mean, I know it's not funny because they've lost, but that reaction by Schottenheimer after the offensive pass interference call got called against him was laugh out loud funny because he took his headset off and every single Sharpie that he has, different colors that were jammed in the brim of his cap, came flying out.
Looked like he had one of these pens.
It did make me laugh. Ink. It's just like, okay. You know, but anyway, Dak, no laughing matter afterwards.
I think guys are pissed off right now. I don't think this is any deflated moment, like, oh, hands are up, we're done. You know what I mean? Like, no. Absolutely not. Think you're going to get a team that's pissed, especially as we talked about, right, a team that's kind of changed since the bye week. This is the first time this group, to an extent, suffered this. So I hope it pisses people off the right way. We use it as fuel. And I know, starting with myself, we'll make sure we have a great week of prep for next week.
Listen, I don't think the coaching's an issue. I don't think the want to is an issue. Although, I mean, the commentary after the game that Richard Sherman had in the direction of George Pickens was like he was on cruise control. And again, when a ball he might have lost it in the lights. There was a ball in the just before the 2 minute warning that if Pickens had caught that and ran it into the end zone, that's exactly the setup that Dallas could have used down two scores. Is boom, come out of that 2 minute timeout. Two timeouts left. Maybe you get it with like a minute to go. All you need is like one first down and Aubrey will kick it from 70 and tie the game and send it to where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. Actually, they needed two touchdowns. So long story short is when the ball hit the ground, it was just like, what was that? And Steelers fans were like pointing at the screen like Rick Dalton Schiff, like, there it is. That's it.
I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Like that. That's it right there. All the Steeler front office like, that's it right there. That's it right there, you know?
It's amazing how quickly
things change.
Thank you. Thank you. It's like you're in my head.
No, it's amazing how quickly things change and how he's one of the best receivers in the league, if not the second best behind Jackson Smith and Jigba, and he's doing all sorts of things. Awesome. Like 2 weeks ago, we were joking that he's turned CeeDee Lamb into Alvin Harper. Earlier this week, with him leaping over McDuffie, we're saying he's scraping his pickings on people. And now it's just like, yeah, was he trying hard enough?
Right,
it's crazy.
Well, difference between winning and losing in this league is significant, and here's what has to happen. Dallas has got to win out and get some results. I don't know off the top of my head what the results are right now, but they're going to be a lot of them, a lot. And it's got to start on a Sunday night on NBC, and then they got to go take care of business at home in their final home game against the Chargers, and then show up on Christmas on Netflix with Bugs Bunny or whoever else is going to be there at this point in time, and we'll see what happens in the final game against the Giants, which they should clean up right there.
Eagles need to collapse, and you need one of the NFC West teams to fall apart too.
And by the way,
so we need help.
Let me just stick the landing on this one. Eagles fans, remember I told you to take a chill pill. Now I'm seeing their magic number's 3. That's it. Wins and losses, combined wins and losses between them. The division is fine. It's going to be fine. Everybody relax. Because Dallas has now got to win out, and you've got to totally fall apart now, okay? Just win. And you got, and then the Commanders have a chance to play spoiler here with Jaden Daniels coming back. Because they take on the Eagles twice and the Cowboys once.
Well, you're a Commander fan now, TJ.
So. Yeah. All right. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. It's a Friday, so let's do what's more likely before Bruce Arians joins us. Hit it.
What's more likely?
Never say never, but never.
All right. What's up, guys?
Oh,
happy Friday.
What's up, there? Chris?
Great to see you.
What up, though?
Let's get right to it, Rich.
Yes, sir.
More likely team from your preseason Super Bowl picks to make the playoffs, Lions or Chiefs?
Oh, my God. You're making me do this now before I see what the Chiefs look this weekend.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I chose the Chiefs to still make the AFC championship and the Super Bowl through it on Thanksgiving, and I got off the Lions, so I'll just try to be consistent here and say that. Lions' next game is out here against the Los Angeles Rams, everybody.
That's a good one.
And the Chiefs, like I said, their toughest opponents are all at home, and they've only lost once at home, and they've got two very winnable games at Vegas, at Tennessee. I'll go Chiefs. 3 winnable games at home.
Wow.
2 winnable games.
A team that with they 2 less wins than the other one.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Right. I just said it.
You're wearing a blue sweater today, bro.
I know. What does that have to do with anything?
It's a Lions color scheme.
Okay.
Okay, great.
I'm a blue. I think blue's my best color. It's the color scheme of this program.
Agree. I'm also wearing blue.
You know, red is an Ohio State color. What am I get out of here?
Guys, these two guys have been absolute beasts this season, especially of late as well. Is it more likely Devontae Adams catches a touchdown inside the 5-yard line?
Yes. What else?
Or Devin Achane has a third straight 120-plus rushing yard day?
You might want to rethink that, Rick. Mm.
I'm going to say both happen, but if what's more likely, it's Davante Adams again. Coop, just as you know, traded for Puka Nacua in his league, and he's just like, Dad. He's like, Puka's got more catches and more receiving yards than Devontae, but Devontae has three times or four times as many touchdowns. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adams limited, but I think he won't be limited against Arizona. Get out of here, man. Both will happen, but if I have to choose one, I'm talking Adams.
It's crazy how often, just at the 1 yard line, touchdown pass to Devontae.
Correct.
Adams.
It's their touch push.
It's great. I love it. Here we go. Here's a fun one for you, Rich Eisen. You like these two guys. More likely to be coaching their current team in 2026, Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh?
John Harbaugh. What else do you want me to say?
We could fill in the blank with all the Tomlin criticisms
with
Harbaugh.
Where's the Harbaugh on the hot seat? Where's that coming from?
I think locally.
All right. Guess what? No way.
Interesting.
I do have a sense that, I don't know. It really all depends on what Mike Tomlin's thinking. I don't know what he's thinking.
I don't think anyone does.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I think he's thinking? How am I beating the Ravens this weekend?
Yep.
That's what he's thinking. That's all that he's thinking. But at the end of the day, Tom Pelissero said in hour one, it will be, he's got to go to the Steelers to say, I'm thinking this is it. And so.
He's still under contract, obviously.
Correct. I'll go Harbaugh if I have to choose one. What else you got, Chris?
More likely to be the higher total. J.J. McCarthy passing yards.
Oh, boy.
Or Bijan Robinson total yards.
I'll go Bijan Robinson total yards. I got to see it from J.J. I want to see it from him, as you know. The caping I have done is it's not working.
I know. We loved him, too. Great kid.
I mean, don't use the past tense yet. It's just six NFL starts. That's all. Just six NFL starts.
I get it.
That is all. And the offensive line is just not that good. And they're not healthy. They haven't been. They have but one game where all five of them were there. And then after that game, three of them go out.
Yeah.
And that, you know.
What did Justin Jefferson say?
It's been a brutal season.
Yeah, it's been a
and I give him credit
season.
for he's as professional as they come.
Yeah, he's been taking the high road.
He is 100% doing exactly what you're hoping he would do if you're the Vikings organization.
Because if anyone had a reason to crash out, would
Big
be
time.
My cousin.
At the receiver position.
Here's my cousin.
Yes, I understand.
We figured that out.
TJ, this was your higher register yesterday. Oh. More likely to win the AFC South, Colts or Jags?
Oh, I'll go Jaguars. As you know, I had the Colts as my number one team of me being most concerned about finishing slow and not fast enough.
Jaguar.
And the Jaguars have momentum and the home field advantage this weekend. And as you know, ask a Colts fan how well they've done in Jacksonville. That was the moment when apparently, may he rest in peace, Jim Irsay looked down at the field in a week 18 and said, I don't want to see Carson Wentz here anymore.
He ain't going to be here.
He's not. He's full Magic Johnson. He ain't going to be here next year. That was the least kept secret at the combine weeks later, is that Wentz is not the starting quarterback of the Colts any longer. So I'll go Jaguars, sir.
Could be a points palooza in Buffalo on Sunday. More likely to be the bigger number. Total points scored in Bills Bengals or longest field goal of the week. Brandon Aubrey hit a 63-yarder.
Oh, that's a tall last order. Night. We had 74 points last night.
A lot of
though,
points
right?
last night in Detroit.
I'll go. Oh, my goodness. I'll go total points in this game.
Let's go.
I know. You know
Earl and Allen, come on,
you
man.
Know, you know how I feel. You know how I'm feeling. T. Higgins is also back, too.
Yep.
Burrow, Higgins, and Chase, and Chase Brown. Oh, my God. Let's go. I just have to be right at the end of the day that the season for the Bengals is not over. And I just want that bit to last deep into December.
Sure, of course.
And that bit is not results dependent outside of what is happening in Western New York. Ravens win, Steelers win. Gold jacket, green jacket.
Right, sure.
You know what I mean?
Two more quick. More likely to be the bigger number. Bears rushing yards. Can they do it again? Or Jordan Love passing yards?
I'll go Jordan Love passing yards.
This is going to be an awesome game.
I'll go Jordan Love passing yards. I think Jordan Love has found something.
280 last week for the Bears?
Yeah.
On the ground?
Yeah. I hear you. I'm going to take Jordan Love passing yards in this one.
It's going to be fun.
I know. It will be fun.
All right, last one. A little college football playoff. Is it more likely Indiana is the overall one seed?
Yes.
Or Alabama misses the playoff entirely?
I'll go Indiana is the number one overall seed. And that's not Ohio State hate. I just don't think Alabama's missing the playoffs entirely. What would have to happen for that to happen?
They'd probably have to get blown out. Then Notre Dame and Miami move up. Maybe Texas sneaks in.
You know, Michigan has beaten Alabama more times since 2007 than Georgia, right? Where then?
Georgia does not play them well in the SEC championship
game. Just saying. Just pointing. Michigan beat Alabama on the first and last day of the 2024 calendar. So, made it about me. But I will say I don't think Alabama is going to miss the playoffs entirely. Nor do I think Indiana is going to be the one seed overall, because that means they have to beat Ohio State, which is a tall order.
Sure.
And even though I think it's not in anyone's interest for that game to be played, I will, of course, be tuned into seeing it in Indianapolis. 844. Good stuff, by the way.
Thanks, buddy.
That's what's more likely right here. Let's take a break because Bruce Arians is waiting. He's waiting to talk about the new documentary on the Bucks on Prime Video. Bruce Arians coming up. Let's talk about O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. They offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts, accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts, too, can test your battery for free in or out of your car. And if it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. That's how helpful they are. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. As many of you know, supporting pediatric cancer research is something I care deeply about. That's why I'm proud to share what Hyundai's doing through Hyundai Hope on Wheels. For over 27 years, with every Hyundai sold, they've helped fund pediatric cancer research. Alongside over 850 dealers, they've raised more than $277 million, helping over 25,000 kids and supporting more than 1,400 research grants at 175 institutions nationwide. This year alone, they've committed another $27 million in honor of the 27th anniversary of the program. And they're proud to have national youth ambassadors like Jackson Trin and Emmy Cole, who bring hope to kids across the country by sharing their stories. Because at Hyundai, hope is our greatest feature, and it comes standard. Visit HyundaiUSA.com and search Hyundai Hope on Wheels to learn more.
This episode is presented by State Farm. Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing the protection of an offensive guard on the football field, but getting an elementary school crossing guard. Sure, they're both guards, but you can only trust one to keep your quarterback safe when the game is on the line. So don't settle for just any insurance when there's State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. For our radio audience, we just saw a clip of Raise the Flags, a new 10-part Prime original docuseries debuting next Thursday on Prime Video, on the same day that we'll see the Bucks and the Falcons take on each other to kick off Week 15, covering 50 seasons of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers football and the man who helped bring their most recent ring to Central Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of that championship team for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Bruce Arians, back on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, coach? How you doing?
Doing great, Rich, man. It's great to be back on, baby.
It's great to see you here, too, man. Like I said, when we were talking off air a little bit, I see you on with Pat, and it looks like you're having a blast, man. Looks like you're having a total blast.
It really is. It's such a great crew and such a great time.
Yeah, he's, like I said to you again off the air, he's such a stick in the mud, man. You two can't get along. You two can't get along. But it's great to see you here back on this show as well. The clip we just showed, again, for our radio audience, was basically you sitting down with Tom Brady for the first time. After when you acquired him, or you were in the midst of trying to get him to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Walk me through that.
It was about the recruiting process, and you know, Jason Light had a history with, and John Spytek both, with Tom. So for us, it was just a matter of him feeling us out and us feeling him out, and I think we recruited each other as hard as the other one was. So it was like he knew everything there was to know about us, and For me, it was such an easy thing.
Well, I mean, obviously, we know who he was, and he knew who you were. What made it work between the two of you, do you think?
Well, I think Tampa had everything he was looking for. He wanted to stay on the East Coast, close to Jack and his son. And, you know, obviously, he was building a house in Florida at the time. And so everything ever worked up. You know, plus we had Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, and you know, we were fortunate to trade for Gronk and got all the pieces. He knew everything about our football team and how close we were.
Well, I mean, listen, though, bottom line, obviously that helps, but he had to trust you, and you know, obviously knowing the situation he had come from, hard coaching. I mean, you know Bill as much as anybody else. So what do you think about you and him that worked out, do you think?
Yeah, it was so different for him to hear it from a head coach offensive mind versus a head coach defensive mind. You know, and one that's a little more no risk, no biscuit than Bill was. So, yeah, that part took a little time and growing into, but he was looking forward to it. And, you know, it's the philosophy of, hey, there's a minute left and there's two timeouts. We're gonna just run it out right at halftime. Hell no, brother. We're going for points, man. That's what we do. And it took a little time, but you know, that was the year we had no OTAs and no preseason games, and it was crazy.
Yeah, I know that was the COVID era. Walk me through though, where you had to give a little bit to Tom. That you had to sit down maybe for a split second and go, do I really want to do this? And heck yeah, it's Tom Brady. Was there a moment like that for you, Bruce?
No. You know, once we made the decision that you know, he could still do it at a very, very, very high level, and we weren't really unsold on Jameis Winston. You know, we figured we could correct some of the mistakes he was making. He did throw for 5,000 yards and 36 touchdowns. Mm. Byron Leftwich just did an unbelievable job that year with Jameis. And then, you know, for Tom, it was, you know, hey, I know your offense. I've been in it. You're very, very smart. It's a difficult one to learn for 21 other guys. How about you just learn ours? He was, oh, yeah, coach, that's not a problem. You know, it's just terminology and how he read things out, how he wanted routes run. And, you know, you meet in the middle with all that kind of stuff.
Well, and you got a good story of during a timeout where you and Tom got together, hashed something out, and then it turned into something big and successful for your Super Bowl team. Yeah. Bruce, you got a good one?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I think it was about maybe a minute and 15, maybe a minute 20 right before half, and we had the lead in the Super Bowl, and Tom comes over, you got 80 yards to go, and hey, we're just gonna take it real easy, right? Because I said, heck no, man. We're going to be very smart with the ball. But when you get a shot to Mike, take it. And, of course, he takes a Mike shot and gets a P.I., gets another P.I., and we get a touchdown. And, you know, it's like that one and the one up in Green Bay with about 6 seconds left. I got pissed off, called timeout. We ain't punting. And Byron Leftwich called a jewel. And Tom looked at him and said, this is going to work, man. They're going to squat on it. And he throws that touchdown to Scotty Miller up in Green Bay right before the half. So I think the half of both of those games determined those games.
Wow, that was a holy S moment for me, yeah. Bruce, to be honest with you. That Scotty Miller play, for me, where I'm sitting there going, this, because the entire season, I'm sitting there saying, I can't believe that Tom's going to be in a new spot for the first time. And this had nothing to do with you, the team, everything. I just couldn't imagine that Brady would finally go to a new spot and it would work out to the ultimate in his first shot at it. And I was always sitting there going, there's got to be some moment where this turns back into a pumpkin, you know? And then he had that moment with Scotty Miller against the Packers. And I'm like, holy S, like, this is actually going to happen, that they're going to make the Super Bowl here. And then all bets would be off, certainly playing in Raymond James, despite it, taking on the Chiefs. Bruce, I'm wondering if that happened for you, too. At that point.
Yeah, you know, leading the whole week leading up to the game, Rich, in Green Bay, they're hanging all the Super Bowl banners and stuff in the stadium and say, hey, boys, you better not be looking at that stuff because we'll get our ass kicked up in Green Bay if you're looking over there worrying about the Super Bowl. Hey, well, we got the championship game to win first, so don't be looking over there and getting ahead of yourself. And, that team was so grounded. We had such great leadership on it. And, the offense, defense, special teams, the whole crew. And that game in Green Bay, I think just something about winning at Lambeau is so unique and so cool.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. So because the preps for the Super Bowl, they have to change the stadium around. And certainly if you're not hosting the NFC Championship game, so they can get in nice and early. So your facilities are right there. It's not like, again, the Rams in SoFi, that they practice, you know, Southern California. They might as well be in Vermont, you know what I mean, compared to where they play the games. So you had to have your guys would be walking around seeing the preps for the Super Bowl before taking on Green Bay. That actually happened.
Huh? Yeah, all our meetings were outside. We ate outside. Right. We did have a huge advantage being in Florida that the ownership built us all the facilities we needed outside. And we're standing there just looking straight over there, all seeing Super Bowl banners, and they're hanging stuff, and trucks are going down the street like, whoa, just don't get ahead of ourselves here, boy.
Yeah, like, don't pay attention to that you can make and play in your own stadium. And I just remember, right, exactly. And I remember on game day morning when we did the pregame show in that stadium, and there were the cardboard cutouts that they were putting in chairs in seats. And it was really wild, to be honest. But anyway, long story short is Michael Irvin sat on the set and said, there is no way the Bucs are losing this game. And I'm like, all right, why? And he's like, there's no way. He goes, if I was on this team, I would say there is no way we're going to let anybody come on our field and have the ultimate victory against us. I will never set foot on this field without thinking about that. And I will refuse to allow that to happen. I'm wondering if that was also a sensibility your team had for that game, Bruce.
You know, I'm not a big speech giver.
Yep.
And, we rallied them up before the game, and I said what I wanted to say. And then Tom gave a hell of a speech, and it was short but right to the point about becoming legendary. And, our guys, you could tell they were ready. I mean, and we'd gotten embarrassed by Kansas City earlier in the year, so it was a little bit of a payback, too. And Todd Bowles' defensive game plan was outstanding. Byron Leftwich's game plan on offense to run the ball as well as we did was outstanding.
Obviously, we're diving into the Bruce Arians portion of the Buccaneers' history. Raise the Flags, a new 10-part Prime original docuseries debuting next week when the Bucs and the Falcons have added on Prime Video. Also includes the birth of the team, the Bo Jackson drafting of that went down in Tampa, the hiring of Dungy, Gruden, so much more. Raise the Flags, Bruce Arians here on the show. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the current game that I know you're completely up on because you and Pat chop it up all the time. The best team in the NFL right now. It's so difficult to try and identify one because it just seems to be so wide open right now. Bruce, who do you think that is
now? I keep going back and forth. I thought the Rams were. Mm-hmm. And then, they go to Carolina and Dave Canales and Harold Goodwin and Joey Gilbert, they've done a hell of a job in Carolina. I don't know if there is a best team in the NFL. Right now, I know this. You don't want to play Seattle at home. You don't want to play Detroit at home. You don't want to play really any of the really good teams at home, especially Denver. People that have that speed pass rush, You're going like last night was a prime example. Dallas has been playing great, but those tackles had no chance, especially against Aiden Hutchinson alone with that crowd noise. People don't realize how much crowd noise affects the offensive line.
So if you had to put your marker on one, would be who? Come on, you know why these shows work, Bruce. You got to give I don't have a topic bar at the bottom that you have to answer a specific question. But if you had to put your marker on one right now with a month to go,
I'm a little bit of a homer. I think the Bucs with Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, McMillan, and then even Clyde Jucansi all may be coming back in the next 2 weeks. I think the Bucs could be getting healthy at the right time. Get a couple of wins under their belt and have those two games with the Panthers and see who goes. But again, home field advantage in the playoffs is huge.
And then what about the AFC? Who do you think is the team out there? Right?
I'm going to say it again. I just watch out for the Bengals, man. With Joey B coming back, yes. they're going to get on a run and win the North, and they can go on the road. They can go on the run and score points against anybody.
Because he's Burrow. I mean, how does that work where a defense can't stop a cold? And obviously they were beginning to get a little bit better before Burrow comes back. He comes back. They come up with their best defensive performance of the season. I know there's another team that's involved, and the Ravens have been struggling on offense, which is another reason why a lot of people I would agree with your sensibility about the Bengals, but how does that happen?
You know, it's crazy. What one guy can change it. You know, what Patrick Mahomes has done in Kansas City, he's raised the level of play for everybody. And I think Joe Burrow does the same thing. And when he's in that locker room, there's an air of confidence without defense, offense, special teams. And Joe Flacco, man, he did an unbelievable job in his absence. Getting that ball to Chase and Higgins, and all of a sudden they got a running game. So I think the Bengals are a team that could get on a roll. If they can get past the Bills, they got maybe the easiest schedule going out.
Brother, if the Bengals and Bucks play each other in Super Bowl 60, I'm coming to you for Powerball numbers, okay?
There you go, brother.
Okay, just if there's billions on the line, I'm coming to you and say, tell me some numbers. Hit me with that Powerball if it's Bucks and Bengals in Santa Clara come February. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about what's going on in Pittsburgh, a former haunt of yours. And I know that you have a history there. But what do you think about what is happening there? Rodgers, age 42, Tomlin is hearing chants of his name no longer, the fans asking him to be fired. What do you think, Bruce, about that?
Yeah, that's a sad state. I mean, I'm watching the history of the Steelers and know the history very well, being part of it for 8 years. And for the Packers to come in and Aaron Rodgers to have to use a silent count at Heinz Field, that was the first sign to me that something was seriously wrong. And to lose the way they're losing at Heinz Field and for the fans to be booing Renegade, there's something missing. I don't know what it is, having not being in their locker room, and I hate to say anything about that. Mm-hmm. But when I hear Ben talk, when I hear James talk, and some of the guys, former players, everybody's frustrated, because it's not the level of play the Steelers are expecting to watch and see, and especially the Steeler fans. I personally think it'd probably be good for Mike to move on to another place. And, I know that's hard to say, but sometimes the message gets a little stale. And, we just got to see what happens. They can still win the division.
Well, and again, you know how tough it is to go to a new spot sometimes, or you also know how easy it is to go to a new spot and get a new start, right? I mean, and so...
Oh, yeah, when I was in Pittsburgh, they had FireBruceArians.com on the table every night, so...
So you're well,
I know the feeling.
You're well aware of that, and again, I have said, that it does look like something is up as well. And you got just look, Andy, on the eastern part of the state was so synonymous with a franchise, and now look in a new spot. We saw what happened with you when you wound up with the Colts, and then in Arizona, and clearly with Tampa as well. But what does it take for a coach to sometimes realize it? You had it foisted on you, but what does it take for a new for a coach in a spot to just realize maybe this is it? Bruce.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever realized that there's too much ego involved. And hey, I can fix this. We've done it for a long, long time. It's been a long time since they've been in a playoff hunt seriously, but I don't know. That's a tough call because the Steelers' history is we don't fire coaches. That's for sure.
Bruce, it's great to see you, man. Family's good. Everybody's good. You got the whole
Everybody's doing great, man. Yeah, Jake's going to have a hip replaced here in the next week or so, but
okay,
it's from his kicking leg. And but everybody's doing great. Yeah.
Everybody's great. That's great to see. And I love all those trophies behind you and all the stuff that's going on with you. I always love looking up and seeing you, like I said, chopping it up on McAfee and just being happy and doing what you want to do. It's all well-deserved, man. All well-deserved.
I appreciate it, brother. You know it.
You're right back at you. Bruce Arians here. Everybody check out Raise the Flags, a new 10-part Prime original docuseries debuting next week when the Bucks, who Bruce says look out for, are taking on the Falcons on Prime Video kickoff week 15. Bruce Arians right here on The Rich Eisen Show. We take a break. There's breaking news out of the college football world. And your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. And then the top of the next hour, we're going to start hour number three with Andy Garcia in studio.
REI Co-op presents a perfect outdoor moment with the perfect gift. Picture this, you're ripping with your favorite person. Bluebird skies, blower powder, and frankly, you're skiing like legends.
So sick. Another lap?
Thanks to REI's curation, from lid to sticks, you nailed the gift.
No way. How'd you know?
Does it get more perfect than that? Give without guessing. Shop in store or visit REI.com.
Meet the computer you can talk to. With Copilot on Windows, working, creating, and collaborating is as easy as talking. Got writer's block? Share your screen with Copilot Vision to help spark inspiration. And use Copilot Voice to have a conversation and brainstorm ideas. Or maybe you need some tech help. With Copilot Vision, Copilot sees what you see. Let Copilot talk you through step-by-step guidance so you can master new apps, games, and skills faster. Try now at windows.com/copilot.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Sonos is perfect for your home. I would know because it's perfect for mine. And I live with you now. Wait a minute. That's news breaking. Listen, the holidays just sound better with Sonos speakers. Whether it's a movie night that feels larger than life, it makes you feel like you're at the actual game when you're watching a game. Beautiful design, incredible sound, effortless control mean you can focus on what matters most. Enjoying the season. I love Sonos. Susie loves Sonos. The kids do. You will too. Discover how easy it is to bring every room to life with incredible sound. Explore Sonos speakers, soundbars, and more at Sonos.com. Kenye in D.C. has been hanging on since jump. What's up, Kenye? What's going on, sir?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, man?
I'm hanging in there. What's going on?
Ain't that much, brother. Well, first off, I want to talk to TJ about them Cowboys. You know, I'm an Eagles man.
Uh-oh.
What happened to y'all last night?
Uh-oh.
I mean,
but Rich.
Listen, guy was real quiet.
Do you still feel that we need to relax? Because I heard you say earlier in the broadcast that we need to relax and our destiny is in our own hands. So do you still feel that way? Because I'm a little shaky, man. Our offense ain't looking too good.
Correct.
Defense is kind of crumbling.
That's right. Yeah,
so
that's
tell
right.
Tell me what you think, man.
Let me ask you this question, Kenya. So Eagles make the playoffs. Someone's got to come into your house and knock you out, as opposed to, you know, previous seasons when it looked bad. You know what I mean? Like, someone's going to have to come into Philadelphia. And could it be the Niners again? That it comes to Philadelphia, whoever finishes second in the NFC North. You know, it'll be a stout opponent, that is for sure. But you also could only need two wins to make the Super Bowl. You could be the one seed at the end of the day.
You're right.
You know, right. And no, like Jalen Carter, I'm concerned that he's got surgery, but he wants to be 100% for the playoffs. Fine. And the Cowboys just lost. You're not going to just stroll in as a wild card like the last time he got one and done after being 10-1. It's going to be take the chill pill. And trust me, take a chill pill and call me next week. Let's see how it works, okay?
I'll call you after the Monday night game. We'll talk about it.
We'll chat again next Tuesday.
All right,
I'll be in New York. You'll still be in D.C. And TJ,
So Kanye, he had more of a statement, not a question, right?
That's
he
right.
Didn't ask me anything.
No, he's just like, I'm an Eagles fan. You're a Cowboy fan. You're now
5-2.
Yeah, you're now 2 back.
5-2.
You're 2 back. Hey, Penn State was supposed to have totally screwed up this coaching search.
That's what it looked like.
That's what I've heard.
But Matt Campbell from Iowa State is a nice kick save and a beauty, if that's what it is. And for years, agreed, this guy has been the apple of other programs' eye and trying to poach him from Iowa State, speaking of Brock Purdy.
I don't know much about him, so make me feel good about this.
Everybody's been wanting him for years, and he's done remarkable work at a spot without supposedly the facilities and the NIL and everything, and now he's going to be sent to Penn State to do this, according to Pete Fannell and ESPN. And for him to basically say, all right, you kick the tires on 19 other people, and then you come to me, I'll take you off the griddle. I kind of saved some bacon there in central Pennsylvania. I think that's a terrific hire.
Okay.
And the Big Ten just got better. And that is something that I think makes Penn State fans feel a lot like breathing a sigh of relief, with all due respect to Terry Smith. You know, went 3-3 as the interim there.
Yeah, Iowa State fans are pretty bummed. That should tell you all you need to know.
Yeah, they're bummed.
Hell of a coach.
They thought he was going to stay there and kind of be, I guess, you know, their Ferentz, who's going to just stay there forever and give you terrific football and some hope, make a college football playoff, see if you can do some damage 1 year. But now he's going to Penn State, it looks like. And that is a nice hire by Penn State. Certainly when everybody thought that they were going to be left at the altar. As I mentioned, like 19 different coaches said, we are not interested. And then this guy raises his hand and says, I'll take the gig. Yep, Andy Garcia's coming up.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.